Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Workman moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell. Heck reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry who is chasing the ball. Cox reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Cox scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustine. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Stringer applying the tag. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Sokold reaches second base with a double. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 2 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kiner. Hack reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Lou Stringer. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Johnson now playing second base. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-3 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Bob Skeffing now catching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.